This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 204 for Wednesday, December 29th. ICE Canada futures are higher on Wednesday, with the nearby months backing away from new contract highs hit earlier in the session. With the final settlement still pending, the lightly traded January canola contract skyrockets to its daily limit of $60 at $1,098.5 per ton. The more heavily traded March contract gained $7.80 at $1,026.30 per ton, and the May contract is up $2.80 at $995. The need to ration demand because of tight supplies continues to underpin canola values. More support is coming from small upticks in Chicago soy oil, as well as the front months of European rapeseed. Meanwhile, Chicago soy beans are narrowly mixed. Small gains in global crude oil prices are helping edible oil values. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 78.16 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 77.96. The dry conditions in Argentina, as well as central and southern Brazil, are the main influences in the global oilseed market. Rain is in the forecast in the coming days, which could alleviate some of the dryness. Meanwhile, wet conditions prevail in northern Brazil. Ahead of Monday's Fats and Oils report from the United States Department of Agriculture, trade expectations are looking for a November record crush of 191.7 million bushels of soybeans. Soy oil stocks are projected to be 2.4 billion pounds. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending December 24th was nearly 1.06 million barrels per day. That's a bump up of 8,000 barrels per day from the previous week. Ethanol stocks lost 29,000 barrels, slipping to 20.68 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are narrowly mixed on Wednesday. The March contract bumps up 0.75 cents at $13.67 per bushel. March soy oil is up nearly 0.25 cents at 56.91 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal dips 90 cents at $408.20 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher on Wednesday. The March contract is up 0.75 cents at $6.05.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as the March contract loses 7 cents at $6.95. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, with Chicago March gaining 4 cents at $7.88. Kansas City March rises 3 cents at $8.24.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March jumps 11.5 cents at $10.11. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, December 29th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.